10-year-old Sierra Guyton died on Sunday after spending almost 2 months on life support in a Milwaukee hospital. She was caught in a crossfire and shot in the head at a playground on May 21st near a Milwaukee school. And this morning, a church group held a prayer vigil for 20-year-old James Steer Swinford. He was shot on July 8th and died of his wounds last Saturday. Police have made an arrest and the investigation is ongoing. Meanwhile, there have been several non-fatal gun incidents in both Madison and Milwaukee this week. A 20-year-old man was shot on Milwaukee's south side on Tuesday night and was admitted to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. And in Madison, a 20-year-old man and an 18-year-old woman were wounded during a fight that involved seven or eight people that erupted into gunfire on late Wednesday night. Madison Police Spokesman Joel Despain says it appears that shooting was gang-related.
But what we know is that we have a good number of young men in Madison purport to be members of gangs, and we believe a number of these individuals are armed and in the middle of some confrontations that may be linked.
Despain says the police department's gang unit has been trying to prevent such incidents by visiting the homes of gang members and talking with their families about how the young men can get out of the gangs. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.